Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the School Year by Emma Dancy. Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There is a lot of understandable anxiety and fear in the approach to the upcoming school year. Faculty, teachers, students, and parents all have questions, desires, and hopes for safety after numerous tragedies last year. If we are not careful, our sinful imaginations can soar and create more and more worry. Today, we are going to take time to pray for the upcoming school year. We can take great hope and peace in knowing that it is God who goes before us. He is in control, and we can fully trust in him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are on the throne. You are still reigning. You care about every person on this planet. You have a plan even in the midst of our fears. We ask, Father, that you would go before this school year. We pray for preparedness like never before, for unity, and for safe learning environments for children. We ask that you would transform the hearts and minds of those who are dealing with emotional struggles. Please give hope, peace, and joy to those who are suffering from fear, anxiety, and depression. Jesus, you are the healer. Would you heal the thought processes of those who are overcome by worry? Renew their mind with your word. We pray for courage and great faith to move past fears and continue the calling to education that you have given to so many. At night before the first day of school and the many nights to follow, we pray for great sleep. We pray that all would be well rested to take on the days. You say in Psalm 4 verse 8, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Help parents, teachers, and students to be able to truly find rest in you because they know that they are in your hands. We pray against the work of the enemy to weary and tear down. We pray instead that you would restore and renew. We pray against distractions and constant worry. We pray 2 Thessalonians 3:16, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, and in every way the Lord be with all of you." We ask for this from the Lord of peace, to give peace to all parents, teachers, and students at all times and in every way. Remind them that you are with them always. God, we acknowledge that there is terrible sin and evil in this world. We pray that the plans of the enemy would fail. We ask that anyone with any ill intention would be suspected and caught before ever taking action. We pray that you will give awareness to those around potential threats and protect the innocent. We ask that school administrations would take more seriously security and safety. We pray for them to have great discernment and wisdom when making decisions that are best for their buildings. Please help the church body to reach out to their communities and stand alongside as these decisions are being made. Help us to encourage in any way and to love them well. Bless any security officers at schools with sharper eyes and clarity of safety plans. Help them to be a symbol of protection and safety to the students. We pray that this would be a time when many people look to you and receive your gift as Savior. Isaiah 12:2 says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." May this be the battle cry of those in schools. May they remember that you are their salvation. They are secure in you. They can trust in you and not be afraid, because you are their strength and defense. In your powerful and trustworthy name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, "God won't give you more than you can handle," "Time heals all wounds," and "Follow your heart." We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.